So the governor's office has sprayed a fire hose of blame on a variety of people, mostly Senate Democrats, for the failed Amazon deal. Not just Senator Mike Gianaris, the most vocal critic of the deal, but also on his boss, new Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and on one of the newer members of her conference, Long Island's Todd Kominsky, who a Cuomo spokesperson said should have fought for Long Island's interests. Today, we're going to hear from a couple of political scientists about what this might mean for New York State, the governor, and the state budget. First up, Baruch College's Doug Muzio, co-director of the Center for the Study of Innovation and Leadership in Government. Thank you so much for joining me. You have said that you have contradictory thoughts about Amazon. What do you mean?
I do, and on so many levels. What motivated Amazon to fail that fast? What was it about their corporate decision-making that led them to pull out? They haven't announced a new second headquarters. They just said they're going to keep the status quo. So something happened there. Now, as far as the governor is concerned, I think the governor, it's an example of the governor's arrogance. I would argue that the governor, in a sense, blew it. He assumed that he saw it. It was good, therefore it was good for the state, and ignored local constituencies. And I think that sort of he and de Blasio got together and said, well, we never agree with anything, and if we agree on that, everybody will fall into line.
It must be good if the two of us agree. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, the thing about this deal is that it was very different from the other big deal that Cuomo brokered, which is the Buffalo Billion deal.
Yep.
This one, a lot of economic development experts says was done much better. And it was through, you know, it's really a deal that had a lot of accountability in it. What it didn't have was transparency. And that's a problem.
Yep. I mean, it is absolutely the problem. The fact that they didn't really consult with local officials, knowing they should have consultants telling them if they didn't realize it, that New York City is very contentious, particularly over land use.
Right.
So they should have been prepared. They should have met with local legislators, heard them out, modified plans to their demands. None of that. And on top of it, that they made it a mantra that they weren't union in a union city. I mean, they made either mistakes or it's somehow conscious.
So will this scare tech from coming to New York City or even to New York State? Are we too activist in some way?
No, it's a policy question. No, I don't think so. I think that we should examine thoroughly the implications of giving away tax incentives of $3 billion. Is it worth it in terms of simple cost benefit analysis? Is the corporate structure amenable to the values of the city of New York? There are a whole stream of questions.
Baruch College's Doug Muzio, co-director of the Center for the Study of Innovation and Leadership in Government. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Now we're going to turn to Iona College professor of political science, Jeannie Zeno. So Doug Muzio just said Cuomo blew it. What do you think?
You know, the way I have described it is I think both Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio were caught flat-footed. There's a lot of moving parts here. There's a lot of factors to consider on both sides. But I do think they were caught flat-footed. And, you know, I'm not sure that they or Amazon did the due diligence they needed to do on the ground to get this thing done.
So there seems to be a strange disconnect between the governor's rhetoric around unions and his disappointment over Amazon, which has clearly shown an anti-union bias. What do you make of that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, Amazon has shown this bias, and it is, you know, the governor's rhetoric, as you mentioned, doesn't seem, again, to be in concert with where you would expect the governor to be at this point. And so it's hard for me to know if this is, you know, the advice the governor is getting or this is you know, really where he is. But it does seem clearly to be a disconnect with where the Democratic Party is. And that's something that the governor usually is very attuned to. And so it's surprising from that perspective.
So I think that there's a sense, frankly, that this situation reflects the greater rift in the national Democratic Party, what some describe as like the progressives versus the corporate Democrats, the Ocasio-Cortezes versus the Joe Crowleys. What do you think? Is that an accurate description?
I do think that is an accurate description. I do think you do see a divide in the Democratic Party. We've seen it in New York for a long time. The governor has lived it in two primary challenges from the left at this point. He knows it full well. But I also think this reflects larger forces, including our view of our being Americans' views of these big tech companies.
Yeah.
Let's not forget when Amazon started this beauty contest, and really I've described it as like they were looking, you know, like a Bachelor contestant. It was a bizarre thing to do this contest. It was 2017. You flash forward to 2019. Our views of big tech companies have changed a lot, as has the appetite to regulate those companies. So I think in both in concert with the changes in the Democratic Party and our views of big tech companies, I think this was sort of a force that was moving in a direction that both the governor and the mayor were caught off guard. And quite frankly, I think Amazon itself, and I do think both the governor and the mayor should be frustrated by how the company handled even the pullout itself.
Yeah. They were talking to city and state officials up until the very last minute, apparently till after they made the decision.
Till after they made the decision, we understand that neither the governor or the mayor was able to get in touch with Bezos. I think just the very idea that Amazon tried to do this and didn't have New Yorkers on the ground here working on behalf of the company. In other words, all of these people were coming in from the outside.
Right.
It stunned me to hear that because it's bad business. It's bad politics. And I think it sort of shows an arrogance that people, I think, are viscerally responding to on the part of the company.
Do you think, I think that I agree with you. And I'm wondering if you think bad PR is going to stick to that company, because it sort of seems like they picked up their ball and stormed away without any attempt to negotiate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think it's going to stick to them. I think, you know, they come to this with a real arrogance. We're going to hold a beauty contest. You all try to get in. And, you know, you have Governor Cuomo. I'll be Amazon Cuomo if they need me to. You know, this is not the way you do business. And so I do think this is going to stick with Amazon. I think it's already begun to stick with a lot of these big tech companies. And let's face it, why are they looking to move? They're looking to move because they've had real contentious problems with Seattle, and they have had real challenges out there. So, and I obviously they weren't moving from Seattle, but opening the second headquarters, if you will. So, you know, they've had challenges there. I think they didn't feel comfortable coming to a place where they weren't completely welcome. And I think, quite frankly, they mistakenly thought that New York, which is the tech hub of the world now, you know, was just going to open its doors and come on in. And I think, had they never experienced New York City and New York State politics? You know, I mean, it's to me, you know, they should have talked to somebody who knows the place to see what they were getting into. They could have negotiated this far better.
So what does this bode for the state budget? I mean, Cuomo has to deal with the Senate Democrats, and he has been peppering them with blame over this failed deal. We have about 30 seconds.
That surprises me. You know, in defense of the governor, you fight hard for 10 jobs in the state. You lose 25,000. He's got to be frustrated. But I don't see the blame for the Senate Democrats working to his favor. I think he's going to have, you know, surely he's frustrated. I think he's going to have to move forward and try to work with Senate Democrats. Andrea Stewart-Cousins, you know, she has a big caucus to manage. I think they can work together, but he's got to stop with the blame game. It's much bigger than the Senate Democrats.
Jeannie Zeno, political science professor at Iona, thank you again.
Good to talk to you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysaflcio.org.